Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So how would you characterize his relationships with Gruden and Mayock right now?
Right now, I think his relationship with Coach Gruden is good, very good. I'm not going to get into his relationship with Mike Mayock, but I will say that we're hopeful that that will be a good one as well.
Battle lines being drawn in Oakland. That's the agent for Antonio Brown. You know who that is. That's Drew Rosenhaus on Get Up this morning. It's Friday here on Zolak and Bertrand. It's a football Friday.
Yeah.
Football.
First one feels good. Feels really good.
Feels nice.
Feels good.
Great. We got a jam-packed show today.
Just smell it in the air.
Good morning, football.
Is he around still?
Or no? I don't know if he is.
They just whacked him.
No, he's still around.
He paints something up.
He's still working. He's still there. All right. So Antonio Brown has got some issues there to deal with in Oakland. The thing is, in Oakland with the Raiders, Gruden doesn't make the final call on the roster. It doesn't make the personnel decisions. Mike Mayock is the guy who will make the personnel decisions.
And that's smart by Mike to take that job, to have that type of power.
Mike will make the call.
Yeah.
Not
opening
John.
Drive.
Mike. Mike is the guy who will decide what happens with Antonio Brown.
That's sponsored by Brightly.
Mike is the guy who sent the letter fining him $40,000 for missing training camp. Mike is the guy who fined him another $13 and change for conduct that was detrimental.
Good move.
Mike is the guy that was threatened on the field and had to be separated from Antonio Brown this week. Not John, Mike. Two different guys. So
Mike's the guy that Antonio Brown said he would like to punch in the face.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And he's the guy that decides if Antonio Brown will continue playing for the Raiders or not.
I love how Rosenhaus likes to spin it as, my job now is to bring it all together. My job now is to create new peace and harmony between everybody. No, your job is to shut up publicly and stop trying to cause a divide between the head coach and the GM out there. Sounds like Antonio wants out. Because Antonio's playing new games now. We talked about this yesterday. It's not even really about the helmet. Maybe he can't stand his quarterback. He did unfriend him, right?
Twitter. On Instagram.
Like, ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. You got me.
He also unfollowed
the Raiders.
Derek Carr and on Instagram. Ooh.
What'd Derek Carr do?
What he do? Right. What is Derek Carr doing all this? What's his problem with Derek Carr?
Outside of only wearing sleeveless shirts during all of Hard Knocks.
Which is a problem in and of itself, by the way. That is offensive.
I'm not a car guy. So is a car guy now. It's just like, he's too quiet.
Here's a take from Greg Bedard. Greg Bedard of the Boston Sports Journal and also of 98.5 The Sports Hub. You can catch Greg Bedard this coming weekend on the Shaw's Patriots postgame show. You know, the wee hours of the night after the Patriots game on Sunday night.
Well, Monday's going to be fun. I can't wait to be back here Monday morning.
Yeah.
Because there's no chance that he'll be on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Early Monday morning.
He'll be on early Monday morning. I'll be right there with him. Bedard says this: the Patriots should absolutely go after Antonio Brown if he's available. He writes, but it's unlikely to happen. He said the Patriots should not be in the business of acquiring malcontents and headaches from around the league. That's his lead. I don't understand this story, because if that's the lead, it should end right there. Period. End of story. This guy would fall into that category. For me, headache, malcontent, doesn't want to show up and do his job. For a team that operates with the mantra of do your job, this guy refuses to do his job. Why would you want this guy? Greg writes, they're too good, have accomplished too much, and have too much of a good thing going with this group to go down that road. Bill Belichick has proven over the years he's a threat to win it all with just about any roster that his GM alter ego serves up to him. Mm-hmm. The 2011 Patriots told us that much. The Patriots didn't need Josh Gordon last season and don't need his unreliability this year. Albert Haynesworth was a disaster. Aqib Talib didn't help them win a Super Bowl. Neither did Randy Moss. So it would make sense for them to pass on Antonio Brown if he's released by the Raiders after threatening the general manager and going AWOL. Okay, there's where I would end the story. Greg Bedard just made all the points that I would make. Thank you. There it is. That's the end of the story for me. He says the Patriots don't need that type to win a Super Bowl. They haven't won a Super Bowl recently with that type. I would contend, though, they've never won a Super Bowl with that type of guy. Have they ever won with that type of receiver?
No, they were supposed to with Randy.
Which Super Bowl did they win with that type of player?
None. None.
He writes, but Brown is different. The Patriots should absolutely go after him if he's available, although I doubt it would come to fruition. And that's where my login and username no longer works because I haven't paid. So if you want to read the rest of that story, go to BostonSportsJournal.com.
I didn't pay either, but it paid for me. Auto-renew.
It did?
Yeah, I'll pull it up for you.
So there apparently are some reasons in there why you want to bring on Antonio Brown, but I'm not going to give them to you because that's not my case. I like the first four or five paragraphs of this story, and those are the reasons I would stick to. I don't think the Patriots should want anything to do with Antonio Brown if he becomes available. None. No thank you. You don't need him. You shouldn't want him. And this is not what this type team is built on, and this is not the type of group that they have here. They've got guys on this team that want to work. He is the opposite of that.
Where'd you leave off, Beadle?
Here's why it should happen and probably won't.
He's that good.
Okay.
Number one.
Oh, we know that when he wants to be.
The Patriots have Belichick and Brady. I mean, he writes a lot about that.
Yeah.
With all due respect to Mike Tomlin and John Gruden, they can't hold a candle when it comes to getting the most out of players. Bah, bah, bah. Okay?
Okay.
Brown will know he needs the Patriots. There's no team that can do more to burnish a player's reputation. Not only be put in a position to succeed on the field, no team is better at hiding whatever ills a player has inside the building than the Patriots. And then why it's unlikely to happen. Patriots have virtually no cap space, and that's pretty much it. That's the only reason why this would probably not happen, and I'm not sure
why it's not going to happen?
I'm not sure there's a way to overcome that outside of Brown's own choice to forego more money elsewhere, something he's never done.
What if his contract gets voided? What if there's no contract to speak of that you have to take on? If the deal is voided, it's voided, right? He's out there.
Patriots have, with just under $6 million in cap space, probably the minimum they need to finish out this season with IR and incentives. Field Yates, with likely some additional practice squad money factored in, the Patriots with less than $5 million, which ranks 25th in the league.
Okay, let's leave the cap space for another day.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the player. You want this guy, Zo?
Yeah.
Yes? Oh, wow! Upset of the morning! You want Antonio Brown?
So wants Antonio Brown.
The perfect storm.
Explain yourself.
Closer to the mic?
Get it on the microphone here?
This had changed in a day. I didn't back off this yesterday. And I'm like, I wouldn't be amused if they went after him because it's like, we have fun with it. It's us against the world type stuff, right? Like, yeah, stick out in fans' faces. I'm sitting there and I'm watching this league opener last night and watching the ineptitude of quarterback on one side and watching the other guy, Aaron Rodgers, trying to make other guys better. Jimmy Graham looks good and all this, Davante Adams. Then you start thinking about Sunday night, okay? And I go back to 3 years ago covering games against Antonio Brown. and watching Antonio Brown, you know me, I watch the Steelers. I think he's the best receiver in the league. Is he crazy? Is he an a-hole? Absolutely, 100%. What scares the hell out of me is I hear Ryan Clark, his former teammate, safety, former safety, does media now, said he's a bad person. That's where, because everybody backs Josh Gordon. You hear the Josh Gordon comparisons. They're not comparable. Josh Gordon didn't do the things to his team. That Josh Gordon has something else going on inside his head. And teammates liked Josh Gordon. Teammates in Cleveland liked him. Teammates here like him. Teammates in Pittsburgh didn't like Antonio at the end. Liked him at the beginning. I mean, it was good for a while and something went bad. Everybody, everything you read on this player and you talk to, he's the hardest working guy on the field, which
Antonio Brown, say, who doesn't want to show up in practice and do his job and didn't want to play in the final week of the season. That's where you lose me. You lose me when you keep talking about how hard working he is when you don't even want to play.
You know what he wants to do? He wants to shoot his way out of Pittsburgh.
So hard working.
I want to stand on the sideline and I want to double barrel shotgun you, Pittsburgh. Now, hey, Mike Mayock, I'm going to cry like a baby. I'm going to get my ass to the New England Patriots, play my ass off for a year, and I'm going to double barrel shotgun you and the rest of the league. I don't know. It's dangerous to bring that into your locker room. But it's a pretty damn good locker room here.
He works so hard that he doesn't even want to show up. He's so hardworking, he couldn't even play in the final.
You have a blow up with the GM and say you want to punch him in the face, you'd be gone here. Mentally, he would know coming in here, Jesus, I got to behave. But I could also play with Brady for a year. There's a tease there because of the value.
He's so hardworking and so focused that you tell him to put on a helmet and play football, and he packs up his stuff and leaves training
camp.
Welcome
to professional sports where
so hardworking.
The guys with the talent get 18 million chances as opposed to a guy that'll run through a wall.
Stop telling me he's hardworking. He's the opposite of that. He's not hardworking. He's not.
Oh, he's hardworking.
Hardworking means you show up and do your job every day, and he can't be counted on to do that.
He busts his ass when he's right. They need to find a way to get him right if they're going to do the dance.
See, Beto, you said it.
Not this week to screw Pittsburgh. Him and his offense with everything else you have. Oh,
yeah.
With your defense.
One small problem, though. He doesn't want to play football. If he wanted to play football, he'd be playing football. He'd be out there and whatever.
He doesn't, he's effing you.
Whatever.
Saying.
It's the long con.
Play that game.
Oh, it's the long con.
Hey, Antonio, come in here. Let me see your feet. Have your feet healed. Are they peeling?
No. I mean, they remember the audio that Antonio Brown released in the offseason? Rosenhaus speaking. Patriots are in the mix, telling him this. The private conversation he released.
And he knew if I go there, that they're not going to pay. But
no, the Steelers didn't want to send him there.
This could be so part of the grand game he wants to play, and you could use it to your advantage. I'm not saying bring this guy here. Whoa, we got him for the next 6 years, man.
This is like Brett Favre with the Jets. He wanted to go to the Vikings. He ended up going to the Jets and then went to the Vikings. Remember?
You know what? If this is Tom Brady's last year here, as some people around here think, and it's year 20, let's go out guns a blazing. Put it on the table. Let's let it go.
Patriots just released a player. We'll tell you who the player is coming up next. They made a roster move here today. We'll tell you who they let go. Someone that they just made a trade for is already out the door.
Wow.
We'll tell you who that is coming up next. And also, a player did something yesterday in the Patriots locker room that does not happen very often. And I can't imagine that Bill Belichick is happy with one of his players after seeing and hearing what this player did yesterday. I'm guessing this player got called into the office today. We'll get to that story coming up next. And your calls on this Friday, 617-779-0985.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play and smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's why I would push the Eagles and the Redskins, you know, and the Redskins away. I would push the Eagles
and the Patriots
first, and then among the top two teams.
Yeah, then the Titans.
But, you know, I wouldn't be discouraged by the Titans. They were just in the playoffs the year before, and they have a good young quarterback in Mariota. All he needs is just he was the second pick of the draft. All he needs is a great receiver.
Was from a podcast in the offseason. That's a private conversation with Drew Rosenhaus. Patriots in the mix. Yeah, okay. We'll see. Zoe wants it to happen. Zoe's rooting for it to happen. Me? No thanks. Take a pass.
I'm going to burn it down.
But I'll tell you what. Go. Do I believe that? I do.
Let's pull up doors.
Do I think the Patriots explore? Sure, I think the Patriots explore everything.
That's their job, too.
That's their job, and I think they do their job.
Do your job.
That's their job. They do their job. Antonio Brown, not as good at doing his job, because that requires showing up every day. I just don't know that he likes doing that.
You have to have that long talk, and it's just, you got one chance. One chance.
Can I ask you, by the way.
Real quick here.
Yeah.
So we've talked about Michael Bennett a lot since they signed him, right? Like, okay, they went after Bennett, actually gave him a raise, allowed him to work out in Hawaii, do his own thing. And he's had some random excused absences.
Family-related.
Could be family, right?
Well,
could
at the beginning of camp. Thinking back to the beginning of camp.
Could be all pre-planned. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we'll work with you on certain stuff, but you're going to be a good player here. You're not going to open your mouth and... Yeah, we'll give you some leeway because you're a good veteran player and we like you. There is some of that that is different with Bill here as of late. You know? Doesn't seem like you're really, you know, the Brady stuff, not being around and that. And, you know, hey, it's just show up and play. And bang out a couple days early. We don't hit as much as we do in practice. You know? Days off. But they're ready to go on game day. Is this a, I'm not saying... This is a new thing, but I think this is part of Bill understanding the culture of the new NFL and the way it is, and maybe he's got to adapt a little bit. So you have him come in and say, hey, we did it with Michael. We've done it with other guys. It didn't work with some other guys, and when it didn't, we cut their ass. You got one chance here. You want to play? You want to work hard? I hear how hard you work, and Bill's been around him, played against him, know how good the guy is. You produce, you keep your mouth shut, you can be good here. I don't know how they get to that point. I really don't. But the player excites me in this offense. That's all. That's why I'm not poo-pooing it. And to what you said, they're doing their job to check it out. And you've got a relationship with that team. Bill and Mayock are boys.
Oh, we know. First-round arm talent.
Dude, I've hosted the foundation
stuff.
Get out
of here.
Good to see you, Scott, again. Good old friend.
That's right. You guys did that event together a couple of years ago.
Antonio needs to tell me the on it or the out. You know, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Mayock and Bill, friends. FOB, friend of Bill.
Call Mumble Lips. Let's go.
Russ Bodine. Patriots acquired him in a trade last week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's gone. Today they cut him. Out. I'm guessing he did not have a good week here.
Probably didn't.
No.
Tom,
are they making a spot on the roster for somebody? No, they re-signed
Ferentz.
James Ferentz.
Back.
Yeah.
Now, see, Brady sort of alluded to this when he talked, where he said, you know, we had guys late in camp, and it's not an easy offense to pick up. So he's kind of telling you, we've added some guys that have, you know, lately, and this isn't skill guys. He's not naming names, but it's just tough to just pick guys up late in camp like this and think they're going to be impact players on your team. So they're going to roll with what they feel they like.
I mean, this is a guy who started a lot of games. Bodine has started a lot of games in his career. He ended last season on IR. So he was coming back off an injury, and maybe the injury...
Maybe he didn't pass the fifth. Like,
he just is not the same player
right.
that he was, because I think he had started 75-ish games prior to...
Sometimes you get in and you say, you know what?
Getting injured last year.
I don't have it anymore. It's not in me anymore.
So they had him in here. He lasted a week, and now he's gone. They just cut him this morning. That's what happened. That's the roster move that I told you that we would tell you about. Also, this happened yesterday. Zoe, want to get your reaction on this. Here's the back and forth that happened in the Patriots locker room with J.C. Jackson giving the Steelers bulletin board material. J.C. Jackson apparently doesn't believe that Steelers wideout Juju Smith-Schuster, who's a pretty good player, wouldn't you say so?
The
latest in a long line of Steelers receivers that just like perform. He apparently doesn't believe that Juju Smith-Schuster is one of the best receivers in the NFL. Here's the back and forth, the Q&A. How much confidence did you get going up against one of the best receivers in the NFL last season and now going into your second year? He responded, who are some of the best receivers in the NFL? And the response from the reporter was Juju Smith-Schuster. Jackson responds, you think he's the best receiver in the NFL? The reporter said, one of. J.C. Jackson then rolled his eyes. Then, a couple follow-ups later, the reporter circled back to this after J.C. Jackson just rolls his eyes at the question. So you're not buying Juju being one of the best receivers in the league? In my opinion, I don't think so. There's a lot of good receivers in the NFL. What's the point of this?
Sounds like an honest answer based on who he's played against, but just an answer you don't publicly say in that locker room?
This is the most unpatriot-like thing we've seen in a very long time in that locker room.
Or else this defense feels they're going to be pretty badass.
Yeah, but this is what you count on the other teams to do.
Right.
The Patriots don't do this.
Oh, coach is pissed on this one.
This is not what the Patriots do.
Yeah, Bill's not sitting there smiling on this one. Bill's like, what are you kidding me? Like,
even if you think Juju Smith-Schuster is a bum and he's not one of the best and you think you're going to own his ass on Sunday night, you know what you say? He's a great receiver. We're going to have to really, you know, be prepared. We're working hard to get ready for him because he's a hard guy to contain. And yeah, they're really good. They got a great quarterback and they got great receivers. And what is this crap? J.C. Jackson.
I don't know, my first thought when I saw this was this sounds like this could be, and I have no idea. My first thought was, that's a crowded secondary. Some guys are going to not be able to dress for the game. And maybe after a couple days of practice, the writing's on the wall. And maybe he's not dressing. Maybe he's upset.
What's he looking to make sure he's on his couch watching from home?
Maybe he just wants out.
Wants to get cut?
What's the sure way to get out of here?
Open
Start
your mouth.
Doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
I don't know. It crossed my mind. Unless they're just taking a new tack under Mayo and just going to be outspoken.
That's not something Mayo would do. Think that's something Gerard Mayo would do?
That's not
his style.
This guy was rested with the ones at the end of camp. He ain't going anywhere.
I did not think that at all because I just think
it's a good boundary player.
Firmly on the roster and firmly in the mix for significant playing time on this team.
That's something you do on the field when you're covering the guy. You're no good. You're garbage.
You don't do it now before the game. It's everywhere. Story blew up yesterday. It's all over. It's aggregated. It's all over the place. You got a guy saying that Juju Smith-Schuster, he's not one of the best. I'm rolling my eyes at that question. Treating it like a silly question.
You know what he should have said? He's not Antonio Brown.
Oh, might as well.
unless they want the reaction from the Steelers to be like, okay, we'll throw to Juju. Maybe they want to throw to him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm sure Bill Belichick loves it today. I'm sure Bill loves this
Bill's
answer.
Like, why don't you go with it?
I'm sure Bill's in there giving him a pat on the back saying, good job, JC.
Yeah. Hey, Gerard, what we're going to do is we're gonna double 19, and then we're going to run some ISO on him and some in and out. Get Jackson to open his mouth so they force him the ball. Ben will throw it in there.
These are the things that we like to mock other teams for. These are the things that we like to rip the other teams for. These are the things that we like Tom Brady to go after guys in other secondaries and shred them. These are the things that we enjoy the Pittsburgh secondary saying over the years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that what we like?
Antonio Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We like when Tom Brady picks on Antonio Smith.
And then headbutts him.
Right. That's what we enjoy. We don't like it when our guys do it. What is this? This is garbage. J.C. Jackson, this is garbage. Don't do this. And I guarantee you that Bill Belichick is pissed that this happened yesterday.
Yeah.
3 days before the game. What is this crap? That is not the Patriot way. Get out of here with that. I don't think he's one of the best. I'm going to roll my eyes at your question. What is that?
What's your question?
Save that for the Steelers. Let Mike Tomlin's team, let his circus pull that crap. Not the Patriots. Forget what team you're playing for this Sunday. 617-779.
You're playing for the team that always says everyone is great.
Yes.
That talks about if you can't find a legit great player, you talk about their punter, you talk about their long snapper, you talk about somebody, you focus in on what they're really, really good at, and that's all you say about the other team.
It is a tried and true method. It is something that works.
And while we find it to be maybe disingenuous at times, it works. You never give the other guys anything to put up on the old bulletin board. No, I'm not. I don't care for this.
Not at all. Hardy has headlines. 617-779-0985. Is everyone looking forward to seeing Gunnar Olszewski on Sunday night? Because I know I am. I'm in the Gunnar Olszewski fan club, as are many of you. More on his story coming up next after these headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The coyotes wail along the trail, deep in the heart of Texas. The rabbits rush around the brush.
You want the inside story of how Gunnar Olszewski became the NFL's unlikeliest underdog?
Sure.
That's the headline from Andrew Callahan's story. It needs a dramatic reading is what it needs.
Is that the whole digging thing?
It needs a dramatic reading. It says, come hop on an evening flight to Houston, is what it says here. Come hop on an evening flight to Houston. Descend through the dark Texas sky. Touch down at George Bush Intercontinental Airport. North of the city. And exit through a busy terminal.
Here's Jim and his sound effects.
This is great. Sign for a rental car and ease into the driver's seat.
Meep, meep.
Get comfortable. Curl right onto I-69 and snake south for 18 miles toward a bustling downtown. Then split left onto Highway 288 again. This from Mass Live and Andrew Callahan.
It's like nightmare for me. It's like we're looking for barbecue.
And allow a half hour to pass. The city lights dimming in the rear view and flat, dry, dusty earth sprawling all around. When the sign appears, exit left onto the final freeway, Highway 6 South. Did we get caught on that highway at any point?
Something in we got caught on.
Our, like, three-hour drive circling Houston.
The astronautical loop, they call that.
What were we on there? Looking for barbecue. We were stuck out there somewhere.
We're, like, the only barbecue restaurant in the entire state. Yeah.
It says, dead ahead where the faint lights flicker in the space where the sky meets the soil lies our destination. Welcome to Alvin, Texas. Population, 27,000. Pulling into town and hanging right for the last turn, a faded red sign appears a quarter mile down the street and hangs in front of a 139-year-old watering hole, the Gordon Street Tavern. Inside, townsfolk occupy most of the worn wooden tables in a crowded main room.
Hey there, partner.
They drink cold beer and watch football on wide screens overhead.
Nice.
Amble to the back and grab a chair at the bar, sit and listen. Months after he picked up shifts as a floor supervisor to make ends meet while pursuing his NFL dream, there is Gunnar Olszewski. Quote, we've been spreading the word about how excited we are here for Gunnar, says his former manager, Natalie Peters. People here talk about him all the time. Back on the road, the compass points west. where a dark-haired freshman at New Mexico State sweats out several pounds during a padded football practice under an unforgiving southwestern sun. His upcoming regular season is the light at the end of a lifelong tunnel.
It better be a good end to this.
Johnny Tomato falls back on his
Johnny
training
Tomato?
To push forward.
Johnny Tomato?
It says, drawing on those spring days, he finds inspiration. There is Gunnar Olszewski. This story goes on and on and on and tells you the entire story of Gunnar Olszewski, who comes out of Alvin, Texas, by way of Bemidji State to make it to the Patriots. It's in depth. Go check it out at masslive.com.
A travel budget for Mass Live, huh?
Yeah. Here's the question I have. Serious question about Gunnar Olszewski. We're going to see him in the offense at all in the early part of this season?
I can see them handing him the ball in a jet sweep. I can see that. Or coming out of the backfield, motioning out of the backfield. Yeah, I think we will.
Cordarrelle Patterson?
Yeah. Not necessarily running the ball, but like a quick handoff. Yeah, because who's your jet guys other than Edelman?
It's definitely not Jacoby Myers after the preseason we saw.
Or N'Keal Harry?
Or... Who? Or Demaryius Thomas after that botched handoff.
Or Josh Gordon. Or Philip Dorsett.
You're laughing.
No,
I'm laughing because he took the handoff like it was a snap under center.
Dorsett? Is like Dorsett this? A jet sweep guy?
Yes, yeah. He took it like a snap.
Did you Dorsett see that? One?
Yeah. You saw it. You were calling the game.
Yeah.
Stop. Well, what's that?
I don't know. Like football stance. What do you deliver the baby. Give me the baby.
It's not who it is.
Treat the baby like a ball.
So maybe that's how they use him.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if he's going to be on a team, use him. I'm just sit there and take up spots. If he could be that quick in space.
All right, Edelman catches a pass and hurts his thumb on his first play again like he did in the fourth season game. Does Gunnar make it in? Can he play in the slot right away?
I don't know about right away.
Okay.
Isn't Dorsett like the break glass in case of emergency for every position?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, he sort of is.
Yep. Just stable Eddie.
He do a lot of everything. He's versatile. He's got that going for him.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how we could see him in there. You could see Gunnar in there as a jet sweep type of guy. That sort of gives it away, though.
You can see Antonio Brown in there, too, on a jet sweep.
Here we go again.
That'd be a little more sexy to me.
Antonio Brown left, Josh Gordon right, Edelman in the slot, James White out of the backfield.
Now, Ben Watson's wearing 84.
Could put anybody inside.
He's suspended. Does he have to? Can Antonio wear 84?
He'd have to buy it from him.
I think he would buy it. He's not money.
Ben's got a lot of kids.
Get him like a passenger van or something. Feed.
He's got kids to take care of, college tuition coming up, all that. Yeah, with a guy who's got the kind of money that Antonio Brown has.
Yeah,
I'd be asking for the moon. You want the number that bad? You'll pay for it. Mm. Yep. You can't shake this now, huh, Antonio Brown?
It would just make the rest of the league so damn angry. I'm so rooting for it. It's the evil in me.
I just like how you had to go home and think about this for a day.
Well, I didn't.
What'd you think about in the last day?
Where do you do your thinking? You got a thinking chair?
Yeah.
You got
sit on a thinking stool. Yeah, I do. I sit there in that stool and I take that elbow, put it there and chin right here.
Have you looked at the lines for this weekend's games?
I have not.
Okay, take a look at the lines because coming up next...
Detroit Lions?
It's our first... No, the Lions. Not the Lions.
The Lions.
Lions. The Lions.
Football Lions.
Check out the Lions at Sportsbook RI because it's time to do the football card. The first football card of the year.
Football.
Football card of the year is coming up next.
Do some gambling.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Football card. You know what I should do?
What?
It's like, I'm kind of torn here because nothing really jumps me on this page. I wish Paulie from Dedham would call in and I'd just let him do my pick for the weekend.
That makes but he was one really, of you that wishes that.
It was really rude to Windhorse yesterday, and I didn't like that. He called back to our intern, Brian, and...
No, he was rude to Beetle.
He was rude to Beetle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he called back and was, again, as he always does, keeps yelling at either Tom or the intern, whoever will take his call again, to explain himself. And the intern didn't know what to do. First day, new day. He had to deal with me all day yesterday. Given now he needed Paulie on top of it. But if Paulie's willing to apologize to Beetle, I would let him make my pick. But that's for another day.
No, we're not letting him make a pick in this segment. We're not doing that. It's your job to make a pick in this segment.
I want to know who he would pick. Who
I don't.
Dedham High.
You're the only guy that wants him to make a pick. You're the only guy in the face of this planet that is wishing for that. It's time now for the football card and our weekly picks. Prime Weekly Picks is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood, a proud member of Pride Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile.
Nice.
Visit mbwestwood.com.
AMB.
All right, we're pulling the lines from sportsbetrhodeisland.com. That's where you can see these lines because Jim is going to legally be placing these bets in the state of Rhode Island where he lives, where he is a resident.
See how far we move the lines with this segment.
And he is, when he goes home tonight, he'll be doing this for us legally.
You know, I have to stop at Twin River and verify first, though.
Yeah, he's going to be stopping.
I found that out this morning.
He's going to be verifying at Twin River on the way home today.
Can't deposit any money until you verify in person.
What do you mean verify?
So you can sign up on the app, but they want to verify that you are who you say you are.
Maybe Hardy should
go in person and verify before they let you
with your ID, yeah.
Yeah,
so then you can start depositing.
You can use the app within the state of Rhode Island, but you've got to verify in person.
Jim's going to show him his ID. And like, you're the guy from Friendly's.
Which, Hardy, I believe is the same in Vegas, right? You can use the app for betting as long as you first sign up in person.
Don't know.
Yeah, the books in Vegas, it's the same deal.
You know, if I sign up and do that in person, I could do it from my couch?
Here's a PSA. What are we dragging our feet for, Massachusetts? Get your act together.
No kidding. This is awesome.
Legislature. Governor. Get your acts together.
Remember
what are we doing here?
That popped up and I was at
oh my God. Talk about typical Massachusetts bureaucratic bullcrap. Too much red tape. That's what we got going on here.
You guys are more worried about fixing the tea and stuff.
Oh my. Exactly.
Cares about the tea.
You know how you fix the tea? With a bunch of gambling money that you'll have coming in. Yeah, that's how you fix it.
Nice cushions. Tell me, are they still using hand signals on the tea right now, T-Bone? The hand signals out the window. It's like people driving their Jeep Wranglers on Cape Cod in the summertime.
You gotta stop it like the Flintstones.
Sort of wave out the window to each other.
You know
the Jeep guys driving by each other. Like the T drivers are like, hey.
I had to do this appearance.
Hey, you got a JFK era red line card too? Hey, me too.
I had to do this appearance at Bank of America right there on Federal Street downtown yesterday. I couldn't park anywhere. I finally found this 25 minutes of park driving around it. And I'm inside, and all these people got backpacks on. They work there. I'm like, what the hell are you people parked? Like, you can't. You have to take the T every day. I'm like, that's got to be a nightmare.
That's how people commute.
They're like, It's an absolute nightmare. Makes you hate life.
You're always
so
in touch. All right, let's get to the picks. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay, take it away.
All right. Nothing really jumped out at me, but Atlanta, 1 o'clock game on the road, even though it's in a dome, at Minnesota. Minnesota with the home opener. 4.5.
Hate this pick. Hate it.
I'm taking the Vikes.
Why, Beetle? You're a big fan of Dirk Cutter as the new offensive coordinator for the Falcons?
I hate the whole board. Already. I hate week one.
So do I.
I hate betting in week one. It's hard to do.
Like last night you would have taken the Bears.
That
right?
was ominous.
Hey, like seriously, if you think you know what you're doing again.
You got it at 4, by the way. It's Minnesota -4.
Oh, well, whatever. Good. Even better.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you have taken the Bears last night in that spot? And look how you would have got smoked. 100-year anniversary.
What was the line last night? I don't even know what the line was. Was it 6?
It doesn't even matter.
No, Bears were favored by 3, I think.
3?
You would have lost by 10.
That game was wretched. I'll give you mine. I'm going to go with a line that's only at 1 right now.
No, don't do it.
I'm taking San Francisco.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Good. All right, good.
On the road.
Good.
They're getting a point.
Yeah.
San Francisco plus one at Tampa Bay. I think Tampa Bay sucks. You know, I sort of root against that team because I think they just stink.
At that paint drinker as a coach.
I'm going to take San Francisco and Jimmy G, and I can feel good rooting for him, too.
Okay.
Even though that's not how you say that. That's not good betting advice. Not good betting advice, but I like that team a lot more than I like Tampa Bay.
Yeah. I don't love taking a road team in week one, but I'm going to do it anyway. I am taking the Kansas City Chiefs, laying 3.5 at hurricane-ravaged Jacksonville. Did the hurricane actually make it to Jacksonville? I know it was...
Yes, it went back.
Is it ravaging Alabama right now?
They didn't practice for 2 days because of the hurricane.
I bet the liberal media won't cover that if it does.
Yes. Right. Who didn't practice for 2 days? The Jaguars?
Jaguars evacuated.
Yeah. So,
that's a tough spot for KC to open the year, though. All that humidity coming in after the storm. It could breathe down there in Jacksonville.
It's humid in Kansas City.
Wait a minute. Humidity after the storm?
Yes.
Wait, isn't it always humid in Florida?
Our guy in Oklahoma City yesterday, he called in. It was 94 there yesterday. It was getting up to 100.
Yeah, what's funny is I remember freezing my off in Kansas City. Like, that's so ingrained in me from last year. But that was in January.
They're fine. Chiefs laying 3.5 against the Jags. And the Jags haven't practiced?
Jags are going to roll.
No.
I'm telling you, this is where you get popped early in the year.
Well, if they don't cover, Hardy will just take a Sharpie to the final score and make sure they do.
Nice.
Jim, Tebow?
You know what's going to happen?
I used to go college, but I'm going NFL this week.
Oh!
One thing jumped out at me. What do you think the score of Sunday night's game is going to be?
I'm going to say like 20-13.
So, what do you think?
33-14.
Okay, that's still good. That's the over-under is 49. I'm going under 49. That seems high.
49,
that's high.
A little
high. I go under.
I like that pick. Under 49.
Even if it's high scoring, like Zoe said, that's still under. That's 47.
You like all things 49 this week.
Beetle.
What? You're taking the 49ers? I like under 49.
I see what you did.
Under 49, Pats. I like that. Okay. Tebow.
Oh, Jesus.
Here's where things get weird.
This is where...
Here's what I hope for, Hardy.
This is where I get the feeling that we're pissing our money away.
That sportsbetrhodeisland.com does not offer all kinds of weird lines.
This is the angriest I get.
I haven't looked at their college.
It really is.
I haven't looked at their
college. I think Tom was disappointed with this list.
I like doing a show.
That means we're in better shape this year.
I like doing a show. Like, I have fun at every segment. Like, this is the only... 2 minutes where I get.
They got anything on Bemidji State?
I was going to say, no, well, not Bemidji State, but Bemidji State Tech.
Let the record show that I only screwed up one parlay last year, by the way.
You were the only one? Well,
once.
I think you can say that for everybody. How many times did we go 4-1 last year?
Okay.
All right.
I'm not screwing things up. And like Zoe, I'm going... Looking at the Falcons. Oh, the Bowling Green Falcons against Kansas State. Over 58.
Why do you think that?
Significant line movement in this game.
It really is. 6 points is significant.
Okay, that means they took a bet.
Yeah.
Now there are there will be two bets on that line.
75%, so 3 out of 4.
I'm looking at the Falcons as well. Oh, okay. So over 58 in the Bowling Green game.
Yep.
Off to a smashing start already, Tom. Way to go, T-Bone.
You want to recap?
Yes, I'll get it for you. Vikings, -4.
Hate it.
49ers +1 at Tampa Bay. Okay. Kansas City -3.5 visiting Jacksonville.
Great pick.
Under 49 in the Patriots game on Sunday night.
Love it.
And Bowling Green. The Bowling Green, who are they playing again?
Kansas State.
Kansas State.
Bowling Green, Kansas State over 58.
No idea.
That is the football card. That is the parlay pick of the week.
Wow.
What are we wagering?
How many units?
We get real money this year. No, we can say money, right?
We can say dollars. U.S. dollars in the state of Rhode Island.
We did 10 last week. Last year, we did 10.
It's week one. It's week one. I don't know that we should go all that in. I don't want to be
10 pays out $2.43, 59 cents. Right now, that's before the lines move after these picks have been given on the air.
How do you pick an over in a game you know nothing about or or can't even tell you where Kansas State is?
Significant line movement.
No, perhaps you weren't 52. Listening. Now it's 58.
I was listening. It's just reasons are so dumb. So far, like, we're all going to hit. I know it's going to happen. So I say don't wager anything week one. I say let it ride to week two.
Zero?
We're all going to hit, and he's going to screw it up.
You can't. No. You got to wager something.
Like, put a dollar on it or something.
$10.
Okay.
Do we all have to give Jim money?
Yeah, we do. We do need to pay Jim some money.
I have some money.
All right. Okay.
I still got money from that Red Sox thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you just pay Jim everything that you owe us from our home run check from Who Jacked It?
That's still a thing.
It's still a thing.
Yeah.
We should get an update on that.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Again, those are our picks brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood. Our thanks to them sponsoring this segment. Love that. Appreciate it. We're going to get to some NFL season predictions that Zoe has. I have not heard these. Looking forward to hearing them. Zoe's going to give us those coming up in 90 seconds after headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.